Okay, this is Ger and Karuna Tilaka, a new course in reading Pali, lesson 11, further reading, beginning on page 156. Okay, this sutta is depicts Yama, the god of death, questioning an evildoer who has just passed away and has appeared before Yama, about to have his destination doled out to him. So Yama is now questioning him. Natvang adasa manusesu itting va purisang va asitikang va navat Navuti kangva, vasasati kangva, jatiya, jinang, kopanasi vankang, bogang, danda parayanang, paveda manang gachantang, aturang, gatayobanang, kanda dantang, palita kesang, vilunang, kalitang siro, Valitam tilakahata gatanti. Okay, nitvang adasa. Okay, this is all a question. So, did you not see manusesu among human beings, itting va purisangva, a woman or a man? Asiti kangva na bhuti kangva vasasati kangva jatiya. Okay. By birth, 80 or 90 or 100 years. This is an old person. Jinang, old. Gopanasi vankang. Here, gopanasi is a roof bracket. A bracket used in constructing roofs. And vankang is the shape of the roof bracket, which is crooked or bent. So it is crooked like a roof bracket, bogang, bent. Danda, it's bent over when the person is bent over when walking. The back bent. Danda parayanang, Vedhamanam gachantam. Going along, gachantam. Danda parayanam. Danda is a walking stick. Parayana means depending upon or leaning on. So the leaning on a walking stick, pavedamanam, is trembling. So going along, leaning on a walking stick, trembling. Aturang, ill or afflicted. Gatayobanam, their youth gone, an old person. Kandadantam, with broken teeth. Palita kesam, with gray hair. Vilunam, or thin hair. Kalitang siro, that is with a bald head. And siro, this is an accusative, and it's an accusative. It's based upon the old ending siras, a word meaning head, and it takes as this accusative either siro or siras, sirasang. Balitang means wrinkled, wrinkled skin. Tilaka hata gatang. Gatang is the body. Ahata means stamped with, marked with. Tilaka. Tilaka are spots. So, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man 80, 90, or 100 years from birth, old, crooked like a roof bracket, bent over, going along, leaning on a walking stick, trembling, ill, their youth gone, with broken teeth, with gray hair, with thin hair, or bald-headed, with wrinkled skin, their body covered with spots. Tasate vinyusa sato mahalakasa na'eta dahosi. Okay, this tasate, this is a demonstrative pronoun connected to a personal pronoun, a very common feature in the Pali of the suttas. In translating, we just drop the demonstrative pronoun and just take the personal pronoun te. This is a dative, and this whole thing is a genitive absolute construction. So, for you, to you, vinyusa, and here, then take sato. Sato is the genitive present participle of the verb ati, to be. So being, so for you, being vinyusa, intelligent or wise, mahalakasa. Mahalakasa usually means old, but here perhaps mature. So for you, being an intelligent, mature person, na etadahosi, didn't it occur, or it did not occur, ahampi komhi jara dhammo jaram anatito. I too am subject to old age. I have not gotten beyond old age. Handaham kalyanam karomi kayena vachaya manasati. Handa indicates that this is a command that one is giving to oneself. And so karomi here is not the ordinary present indicative, but it's the present imperative, first person singular imperative, let me do. So handa, come now, let me do good by body, by speech, by mind. And then he answers, I did not see this, sir. Okay, the next one. Nutvang adasa manusesu itting va purisang va abhadikang dukitang Balha gilanam sakke muta karise palipannam semanam anyehi vutapiyamanam anyehi sangvesiyamanam. Did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man afflicted, miserable, extremely sick? Then semanang here is the present participle of the verb satyati, to lie down. And here it's accusative singular. Lying down, palipanang, is also a present participle. It's actually a past participle, which has the meaning of to wallow. So lying down, but it's used in a present participle sense, lying down, wallowing, sakke muta karise, in their own urine and feces. Then when you have two anyas placed in conjunction, like here, anyehi, vutapiyamanang anyehi sangvesiyamanang, it gives the sense, the first one by some, the second one by others. And so in this case, being lifted up by some and by others being put into bed, sangvesiyamanang. So altogether, Did you not see among human beings a woman or a man afflicted, miserable, extremely sick, lying, wallowing in their own urine and feces, being lifted up by some people and being put into bed by others? And he says, then, tasate vinyusa sato mahalakasa na etadahosi ahampi komhi vyadidhamo vyading anatito handaham kalyanam karomi kayena vachaya manasati. Here the line that's different is vyadidhamo vyading anatito, which means I am subject to illness. I have not gotten beyond illness. Okay, the third paragraph. Natvang adasa manusesu iting va purisang va eka hamatang va dvi hamatang va ti hamatang va udumatakang vinilatang Ipubakajatanti. Okay, did you not see amongst human beings a woman or a man, ekaha matangva? Here it's eka plus aha. Aha means day. Eka means one. One day and matang. Matang means dead. And then similarly, just below, dviha is dvi plus aha, 2 days. And tiha is ti plus aha, 3 days. So a woman or a man, one day dead, or 2 days dead, or 3 days dead. Udumatakang, describing the body, bloated, vinilakang, discolored, turning bluish, the pubaka jatang, become full of this foul matter, decaying matter. Tasa te vinyusa sato mahalakasa na etadahosi. To you, being an intelligent, mature person, didn't this occur? Ahampi komhi maranadhammo maranang anatito handaham kalyanam karomi kayena vachaya manasati. Didn't this occur? I too am subject to death. I have not gotten beyond death. Come now, let me do good by body, by speech, by mind. Okay, next passage is on right view. First, the standard definition of right view. Kattama cha bhikkave samaditti. O monks, what is right view? Yanko bhikkave dukkhe jnanam, dukkha samudaye jnanam, dukkha nirodhe jnanam, dukkha nirodha gamaniya padipadaya jnanam. Ayang vuchati bhikkave samaditti. Okay, first the yang here, the relative pronoun, is completed below by the demonstrative pronoun ayang, this. Then the noun, which is the subject, is jnanam, knowledge. And in Pali, words denoting knowledge take as their object of knowledge a noun in the locative case. In English, words denoting knowledge take as their object a noun in the genitive case. We have knowledge of suffering, knowledge of the origin of suffering. But in Pali, it's knowledge in regard to suffering, knowledge in regard to the origin of suffering, knowledge in regard to the cessation of suffering, knowledge in regard to the, and this is a feminine gender, and so it's the endings are somewhat different, knowledge in regard to the practice or the path leading to the cessation of suffering. This, O monks, is called right view. And here in this last one, dukkha nirodha gamaniya padipadaya jnanang. First of all, there should be no space between nirodha and gamaniya, because it's all a compound. And then gamaniya is, first we have the stem form, gamin, which is the stem of an adjective meaning going. Then this is declined as a feminine, so the feminine stem of this is gamani, and then this is declined as a locative, so it becomes gamaniya, agreeing with the locative noun, feminine noun, padipadaya. Okay, next comes a long passage from the Samaditti Sutta spoken by Venerable Sariputta. He's here analyzing the 10 courses of unwholesome and wholesome karma. Yato ko avuso arya savako akusalancha pajanati akusalamulancha pajanati kusalancha pajanati kusalamulancha pajanati etavatapi ko avuso arya savako samaditi hoti damne avecha pasadena samanagato agato imang saddhammanti. Avuso means, O friends, he's addressing the monks collectively, O friends. Yato means when. When the noble disciple Pajanati understands the unwholesome akusala, understands the unwholesome root, the kusala mulam, understands the wholesome kusala, understands the wholesome root, kusala mulam. Etavata piko, to this extent, O friends, the noble disciple, and here the word samaditi doesn't mean, it doesn't actually mean right view, but in this context, it is denoting a person. It's, the word is taken and used as an adjective denoting a person. So it here means one of right view. It's used as an adjective describing the arya savako. So to this extent, friends, the noble disciple is one of right view. Dhamme avecha pasadena samanagato, who is possessed of or endowed with avecha pasada. Avecha pasada means unwavering confidence, unshakable confidence, dhamme, in the Dhamma. Agato imang saddhammang, who has come to this true Dhamma. And these terms, avecha pasadena samanagato and agato imang saddhammang, these terms describe one who is at minimum a sotapanna, a stream enterer. Katamang panavuso akusalang, katamang akusala mulang, katamang kusalang, katamang kusala mulang tu. Okay, the pana is a connective, the sense of but, friends, what is the unwholesome, what is the unwholesome root, what is the wholesome, what is the wholesome root. And now Sariputta is going to explain first the unwholesome courses of action. Panati pato ko avuso akusalam. The destruction of life is unwholesome. Panati pato is a compound of pana, which means a living being, a creature, and atipato, which means destruction, attacking, destroying. So destroying life is unwholesome. Adina dhanam gakusalam. Here, adina means something not given, and adana means taking. So taking what is not given is unwholesome. Kamesu michachara akusalam. Here, kamesu is a plural for sensual pleasures, but it is always understood to mean sexual pleasures, particularly sexual intercourse. And michacharo means wrong conduct, that is improper conduct regarding sexual pleasures. This is unwholesome. And these three are kaya kamang, bodily action. Musavado akusalang, false speech is unwholesome. Pisuna vacha akusalang, divisive speech is unwholesome. Speech that divides people who are in a harmonious relationship. Parusa vacha akusalang, harsh speech is unwholesome. Sampapalapo akusalang, idle chatter is unwholesome. These four are vachikama. Then the next three, abhijja akusalang, covetousness, strong craving is unwholesome. Vyapado akusalang, ill will is unwholesome. And micha ditti akusalang, wrong view is unwholesome. And these three are manokamang, mental karma. Idang vuchatavuso akusalang. This, O friends, is called the unwholesome. Then the next sentence is actually a note written in Pali by Venerable Jnanatiloka in Buddha Vachanam, the word of the Buddha. Ime dasa dhamma akusala kama patati namenapi nyatabha. These 10 states, the 10 things, nyatabha, should be known, pi also, should also be known, namena, by the name, akusala kama patta. By the name, the 10, by the name, the courses of unwholesome action. Kataman chavuso akusala mulam. And what, friends, is the unwholesome root? Lobo akusala mulam. Greed is an unwholesome root. Doso akusala mulam. Hatred is an unwholesome root. Moho akusala mulang, delusion is an unwholesome root. Idang vuchatavaso akusala mulang, this, O friends, is called the unwholesome root. Okay, then katamanchavaso kusalang, and what, friends, is the wholesome? Panati pata veramani kusalang. Okay, the first 7 are simply the veramani, the abstaining from those 7 types of unwholesome karma. Then the next 3 types of wholesome mental karma are anabhijja, non-covetousness, abhyapado, non-ill will, and samadhiti, right view. And then these 10 are known also by the name of kusala kamapata, the wholesome, the courses of wholesome kama. And kataman chavaso kusala mulang. And what, friends, is the wholesome root? Alobo kusala mulang. Non-greed is a wholesome root. Adoso kusala mulang. Non-hatred is the wholesome root. Amoho kusala mulang. Non-delusion is a wholesome root. Idang vuchatavoso kusala mulang. This, O friends, is called the wholesome root. Okay, section number 3. Panchahi bhikave angehi samanagato matugamo e kanta manapo hoti purisasa. O monks, endowed with 5 factors, a woman is extremely disagreeable to a man. Katamehi panchahi. With what 5? Nurcha rupavahoti. She is not beautiful or attractive. Nurcha bhogavahoti. She is not wealthy. Nurcha silavahoti. She is not virtuous. Alaso cha hoti. And she is lazy. Pajanchasa nalapati. And she does not get offspring for him. Here, pajan in this case means offspring, progeny. The cha is just simply and the asa means for him, that is of the man. Imehi ko bhikkave panchahi angehi samanagato matugamo e kanta manapo hoti purisasa. Because endowed with these 5 factors, O monks, a woman is extremely disagreeable to a man. Okay, the next. Panchahi bhikkave angehi samanagato matugamo ekanta manapo hoti purisasa. Katamehi panchahi. Okay, endowed with 5 factors, a woman is extremely agreeable to a man. With what 5? Okay, she is beautiful, she is wealthy, she is virtuous. Then dakko cha hoti analasu. She is skillful and industrious or diligent, not lazy. And she gets offspring. Endowed with these factors, she's extremely agreeable to a man. Okay, panchahi bhikkave angehi samanagato puriso ekanta manapo hoti matugamasa katamehi panchahi. Endowed with 5 factors, a man is extremely disagreeable to a woman. What 5? Okay, nacha rupavahoti. Okay, the same as with the woman. He's not handsome, he's not wealthy, he's not virtuous, he's lazy, he doesn't get offspring. And what makes the man agreeable to a woman is the opposite. He's handsome, wealthy, virtuous, he's skillful and industrious, and he gets offspring. Okay, passage number 4. Panchi mani bhikkave matugamasa aveni kani dukani yani matugamo pachanuboti anyatreva purisehi. O monks, there are these 5. Avenika means special or unique. So there are these five unique types of suffering for a woman. Yani matu gamo pachanuboti, which women experience, anyatreva purisehi. This means literally apart from, separate from men. Which what we would translate, which women experience, but not men. Katamani pancha, what five? Itabhikave, matugamo, daharo vasamano, patikulang gacchati, nyatakehi vina hoti. Here, O monks, a woman, daharova samano. Samano is the present participle of to be, ati. It's singular nominative. So being young, and the va is an abridgment of eva, emphatic. Even when she is young, she goes to patikulam, to her husband's family, nyatakehi vina hoti, and is without her own relatives. So she's separated from her relatives. Itang bhikkave matugamasa patamang avenikang dukkang yang matugamo pachanuboti anyatreva purisehi. This, O monks, is the first unique suffering of women, which women experience separate from men. Puna chaparang bhikkave matugamo utuni hoti idang bhikkave matugamasa dutiyang avenikang dukang yang matugamo pachanuboti anya treva purisehi. Furthermore, O monks, a women utuni hoti. This means that women have their periods. They undergo menstruation. So that is the second unique suffering of women. Puna chaparang bhikkave matugamo gavani hoti. So furthermore, O monks, a woman becomes pregnant. That's the third unique suffering of women. Puna chaparang bhikkave matugamo vijayati. Furthermore, O monks, a woman gives birth. That is the fourth unique suffering of women. Puna chaparang bhikkave matugamo purisasa pari charyanupeti. Furthermore, O monks, women enter into the service of a man, or women have to attend upon a man. And this refers to the particular conditions of Indian society in the time of the Buddha, whereby a woman would have to get up very early before her husband, arrange everything in the kitchen, see that all of this in the middle class, upper class family, see that all the preparations for breakfast are made by the time her husband is awake, see that the servants are busy at their daily work. She has to look after the parents of her husband and take care of her husband in so many ways. She has to look after her father-in-law as well. And she's always subservient to a man. So this is the fifth unique suffering of women, which a woman has to experience, but apart from or separate from men. So imani ko bhikkave pancha matugamasa aveni kani dukani yani matugamo pachanuboti anyatreva purisehi. These, O monks, are the five unique types of suffering which women experience apart from men. Okay, section 5. Attako Raja Pasenadi Kosalo Yena Bhagava Tenupasankami Upasankamitva Bhagavantang Abhivadetva Ekamantang Nisidi. Okay, then King Pasenadi of Kosala approached the Blessed One, and having approached, he paid homage to the Blessed One and sat down to one side. And be aware in this stock passage that in the second sentence, Bhagavantang is the object of the gerund Abhivadetva, not of the gerund Upasankamitva. Okay, Attako Anyataro Puriso Yena Raja Pasenadi Kosalo Ten Upasankami. Okay, then a certain man approached King Pasenadi of Kosala. Upasankamitva Ranyo Pasenadi Kosalasa Upakanake Arochesi. So having approached, he reported into the ear of King Pasenadi of Kosala. He whispered to him, Malika Deva, Malika Deva Devi Ditaran Vijatati. Okay, up to this time, the Queen Malika had been pregnant. And now the time has come and she is delivered. So he tells the king, Deva. Deva ordinarily means God, but here it's a term of address for a king, so it means Your Majesty. The Queen Malika has given birth, Vijata, has given birth to a daughter. And in Indian society, daughters were looked upon as a liability, not as an asset. So, evang bhute raja pasenadi kosalo anattamano ahosi. When this was said, it's a very short locative absolute expression. When this was said, King Pasenadi Kosala was displeased. Attako Bhagava Rajanam Pasenadi Kosalam Anata Manatam Vidipa Tayam Velayam Imagatayo Abhasi. Then the Blessed One, having known the displeasure, Anata Manatam, having known the displeasure of King actually, I think it should be Ranyo Pasenadi Kosalasa Anata Manatan. Having known the displeasure of King Pasenadi Kosala, Tayang Velayang, on that occasion or at that time, Ima Gatayo Abasi spoke these verses. Iti pihi eka chiya seya posa janadipa medavini silivati sasudeva patipata. Okay, ekachi means some, and it goes with iti, which means women. Seya means better, and posa is an abbreviation of purisa, meaning man. And this is ablative case. Janadipa is vocative, it means ruler of the people, and it's the vocative addressed to the king. And he is just emphatic. So some women, and the ya goes with a kachi, some women are better than a man, O ruler of the people, O king. Medavini silavati sasu deva pati pata. Some women maybe are better than a man if she is intelligent. Medavini silavati means virtuous. Then sasu is father-in-law or mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. And deva is God. So the compound means one who takes her mother-in-law as a god, treating the mother-in-law as a god. And by mentioning mother-in-law, the father-in-law is implied too. So the idea is treating her parents-in-law as gods. And patipatta means fulfilling her duties towards her husband. So she is better than a man if she is intelligent, virtuous, treats her parents-in-law as gods, and fulfills her duties towards her husband. Pati plus vata. Vata means duty or observance. Tasa yo jayati poso suro hoti disampati tadi so subarya puto rajam dhyanu sasati. Okay, then the man, it's poso, who is born from her. Jayati is born, yogos with poso. Which man that is born of her, tasa, suro hoti, he becomes a hero. Then disampati means lord of the quarters, of the directions. It's evocative, addressed to the king. He becomes a hero, a lord of the country. Tadiso subharyabhuto, such a one, the son of such a good wife, rajampi anusasati, even advises anusasati, even advises the kingdom, rajam. But anusasati could also mean rule. So it might have, the sentence might take on the sense, such a one, the son of this good woman, could even rule the country. Okay, that's the end of lesson 11.